How have the dangers of opioid overdosing increased in America? Well, according to the National Safety Council, your chances of being killed by opioid overdosing is now more likely than your chances of being killed in a car crash. That statistic certainly underscores the need for dealing with the opioid epidemic at every level. My next guest is here to tell how shared knowledge and information is important for those in the medical profession and share the steps that the medical facility she heads has taken in that regard. She is the president and CEO of Bergen Newbridge Medical Center, Deborah Visconti. Thanks for being here today, Deborah.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Learn more about the Bergen Newbridge Medical Center. Their website is newbridgehealth.org. And just to reiterate that stat that I started with, the chances of now dying from an accidental opioid overdose is now 1 in 96, again, according to the National Safety Council. Motor vehicle accidents, your odds of being in one is now 1 in 103. Falls, 1 in 114. So I certainly can understand how certainly someone in your position and overseeing what you oversee with your facility, the statistic is probably reflective of a lot of your current and probably foreshadows what's to come with your professional experiences.
Absolutely, Chris. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is a pioneer and leader in the fight against the addiction and opioid crisis that our state and country is facing. We provide barrier-free access and the full continuum of care for opioid-dependent substance use disorder patients. We're safety net hospitals, so we have no barriers related to any financial or insurance barriers that may exist. So we provide every possible avenue of care for these individuals in our community.
Always like to reflect on trends and stats, too, because the here and now versus what has been and what's become are really important, too. Preventable opioid overdose deaths increased in 2017 by 14%. We've had over 3,000 lives lost in New Jersey in 2018, and preventable opioid overdose deaths in the nation since 1999 have increased by 633%. Now, obviously, opioid medications have their legitimate needs. But we're seeing, again, ease of access has created a lot of problems. The black market adds to that, certainly. What was your mission as far as setting out how to achieve a point where control without denial of the necessary could be found?
Yeah, so our mission is to be able to provide the right level of care in the right place at the right time. We want to be assured that the clients, our patients, receive the medications that they need for the proper indications, but we also want to be sure that there isn't an overuse or a misuse of medications. So we're leveraging our technology platforms, most recently partnering with Collective Medical with a platform called Pre-Manage ED, which allows providers instant access to information about patients that are presenting to our emergency department.
And as far as that information that's needed at that point, I guess the layperson would assume that, well, if you can swipe someone's medical coverage card, assuming they have one, that all information would be there and everything would be all well and good. But apparently the system hadn't, at least up until this point with Collective Medical, had some missing pieces to it, I guess.
Yes, so historically, the emergency departments really function as an island. So their primary focus is on treating the acute episode that's presented itself. And there's obviously valid reasons for that and appropriate reasons for that. But the priority for our use of pre-managed ED is to utilize the emergency department as more of a bridge so that when an individual presents themselves in the ED, we have information about their prescription use, about other care providers that they may have seen within the community and beyond, and it gives us access to other types of medical information that really will help the emergency department physician better manage this individual's care.
And with Deborah Visconti, who is the president and CEO of Bergen Newbridge Medical Center, newbridgehealth.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Sounds like, too, that this system with Collective Medical will, if not totally, at least to a majority, eliminate the doctor hopping a lot of people do when they get addicted to a certain medication. We've heard the stories, and certain you have too, that someone could be going to multiple doctors for a prescription of which they only really need one from one doctor of.
That's exactly right, Chris. I mean, the idea here is that the emergency department bridges those episodes of care, and when the patient presents himself, him or herself, to the emergency department, they're able to provide the right care and refer that individual to appropriate treatment and recovery specialists or detox units or whatever is more appropriate than just handing over a prescription to treat pain or whatever the presentation may be. I mean, it puts the emergency department in a pivotal position for addressing population health needs, so really looking at the entire need of a population as opposed to just episodic care.
It also becomes an element where, as ERs typically are, everything is obviously the priority is to the immediate care and the resolution of whatever issue was concerned with that patient. A lot of the times you haven't been able to do an all-points coverage of that particular person, what could be done, what shouldn't be done. It sounds like the collective medical process cooperates with that scenario.
Exactly right. The way that the platform works is that medical information is pulled from various sources in secure platforms, and it populates the information so that when a patient does present into the emergency department, that information in real time is available to the provider, and they can actually provide better care, you know, the optimal care for the individual, assuring that they get the right care at the right time in the right place.
Is New Bridge the first facility in the state to include the collective medical network as part of their procedure and policies?
We're not the first. We're one of the first. We're one of five medical centers in the state that have started utilizing the pre-managed ED platform.
And for your concerns, because obviously a company comes in and they pitch, here's what we could do for you. Were there outlets and locations and facilities you could consult and study and see whether or not what Collective Medical Network was claiming was actually fact?
Yeah, Collective Medical has been in across the country in multiple states. They're in 22 states now. They've been in business for over 7 years, so we were able to look at some of the work they've done across the country with some of our peers and colleagues. So, yeah, we were able to validate the work that they were doing.
I actually found one that was up in Alaska, the Matsu Regional Medical Center in Palmer, Alaska. They've instituted the collective medical combined with statewide prescribing guidelines, and their results were a 61% reduction in opioid scripts written between 2015 and 2017 and a 47% reduction in opioids administered in the ED. So as far as results and effects, that's a positive and a positive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And at Bergen-Newbridge Medical Center, you know, we are pioneering this partnership with Collective Medical and with our colleagues across the state. So we expect to see similar results to what our colleagues in Alaska saw.
As I said in the introduction, this is an issue that has the need for a multifaceted response to it, because the problem is so far ahead of any potential solution and cure at this point. In addition to what you're doing at Newbridge Medical Center, and certainly the governor of the State of the State address this past week is making the opioid epidemic a priority as far as his administration is concerned, but what would you see as the one or two top priorities in addition to what Newbridge Medical Center is doing that would best fuel the fight against this epidemic?
Well, for us, it's really integration of care. It's looking at an individual across their entire scope of life. So from their socioeconomic position to their medical conditions, you know, many times we find that these patients have comorbid conditions because they've not addressed their health care needs. So we're looking at things like population health and being able to identify chronic diseases. And at Bergen-Newbridge Medical Center, we have the unique position that we can provide all of the levels of care under one roof in one location. And, you know, being the largest hospital in the state of New Jersey, you know, gives us that advantage and that unique position. And being a safety net hospital, it also helps us reduce barriers to access of the appropriate levels of care.
And you can learn more about the services provided by Bergen Newbridge Medical Center at newbridgehealth.org. We've been speaking with their president and CEO, Deborah Visconti. Deborah, thanks so much for enlightening us on the changes and the ways that Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is expanding their fight in the against the opioid situation and epidemic. And thank you so much for being here today.
And thank you, Chris, for inviting me. I look forward to further discussions with you and your colleagues.